hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration from entrepreneurs and light bringers. And I like to travel all over the world. And my guest today is actually calling in from, I believe he's in Ohio. So there's a place we haven't been to very often on my show. Andrew Gardella is a Right Riches for You facilitator and a consciousness facilitator, and he just kind of squeaked out of Costa Rica. So welcome, Andrew.
Hi. It's great to be here. It's great to be back in the States too, you know.
Oh my goodness. And just to be in pure safety, it's a nice feeling. Kind of tell me a little bit of what went through your mind when you were saying like part of the people couldn't maybe leave Costa Rica with some of the flights being changed in the world, you know, the weather being strange. What was that like for you?
I really didn't notice that it was that, like, it was kind of, after I booked everything, I realized like, oh, I almost didn't get out. But after everything, like before that, I wasn't like nervous. I was like, cause they were like, oh, we're just going to be rebook you on the 31st and it will be fine. And it was like, that didn't feel exactly right to me. It was just like, something was weird about it. Because I was going to fly out on the 29th originally, which is the day I did fly out. But they're like, oh, we're just going to move you back. Houston's going to be fine in a couple of days. Because they canceled the one to Houston. And the way Costa Rica works on United, they have two flights a day that go to Houston. And then they have one flight that goes to Newark. But those are the three flights United has. So I was kind of like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, there's something not right. So I called again and I'm like, there's this other flight to Newark. Can you get me on this one? And they're like, I don't know. And I was like, well, can you book me on another airline then? Because I need to get home this day. And then they went to try and book me on another airline. And the guy came back and he said, actually, they had a seat available on the Newark one. So they put me on that. And I was like, they gave me a guaranteed seat. And I was like, okay, good. I'm set. So I got home. No problems.
You know? That's nice. So tell me a little bit about money. Let's just talk about money. Let's talk about it like, you know, people don't like to talk about money. They don't want to deal with money. Like my parents really never talked about money. So they were teachers and writers and free-flowing woo-woo people. They were very beautiful. They taught me a lot about writing.
But not so much about money.
Yeah, so what can we do if we're kind of wanting to shift that energy and have it and have our lives be a little bit different than maybe our parents or grandparents?
For me, one of the things I realized is I just like having clarity in all areas of life. So I like to know what's going on. So just saying, oh, the money's going to be there or the money's coming in, or like I like to know, like have a clarity with my finances. Okay, this is each month how much I pay out. And these are like the things I know I'm going to pay each month. And like that was one of the things that Gary Douglas, the founder of Axis, recommended when you need to do right away is just to, you know, get an idea of your monthly expenses and then also add in all the other things you would like, the expenses of the life you would like to be having, and add that in. And then you start asking for that amount each month to show up, and you start looking at what else you can add to your life to create that amount.
So what if every time you look at that amount, it never quite, like what if even in the looking at the clarity of it, you go into a tailspin?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been there. I've gone into the tailspin. I still did it because the important thing is if you're not going to be honest with yourself about the life you would really like to have and where you would like to live and how much it's going to cost, how are you going to get there? You have to know in some areas. And the other thing that helped me is when I looked at it is, well, I don't have to have all of this right now. Like I don't have to all of a sudden go from making this much to the next month having everything. It's like something you're shooting for. So you can see each month, you know, are you getting closer? Are you adding things? And it gets you starting looking for that, you know, because if you know you want to be making $10,000 more each month, well, then you got to do something different. You got to start looking from a different point of view. And just for me, like knowing that, okay, these are the things I would really like to have in my life. What am I going to have to do? And what am I going to have to create with my business to get them, to have them, and to have ease with it?
Let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. So let's just leap ahead. Mm-hmm. And honor those people who are listening who have done this. Mm-hmm. And they've started leaping and they've started shifting. And then maybe a tool for navigating that awkwardness when people think you're different or treat you different or don't get you anymore. Or do you know what I'm saying? Like that rubby place when you do start shifting and changing, and then all of a sudden people are like, you know, who are you?
It's judgment there. No. I think
conclusions at all either.
No, no. I mean, I was just, but I mean, it is something that comes up. So it's a great question. Cause I remember, cause one of the other things we talk about, you know, within Right Riches, and one of the greatest ways to build wealth and money and to start learning to have money is to create a 10% account. So you take 10% of everything you make and you put it away as an honoring of you. So I started doing that. And then, you know, you can do other things with that 10% account. You just don't have to keep it in money, cash. So I bought my first ring. And it was like, you know, I just bought my first ring and I was wearing it around. And my family was giving me looks about it, you know.
They're like, huh.
They're like, you know, oh, are you queer? Like, what's...
Like, who are you?
I'm like, I'm sorry, I like money. Oops, my bad.
Nice.
And so it is really kind of challenging in a way, because you have these people that you're like, I'm changing, I'm doing something different, I'm making, you know, you're doing this stuff. And they're like, no, like, who are you? You've changed. And it's like, yes, I have changed. This is good. I like me better now. So I think for tools that people are faced with this, I'd really look at, I always go is like, okay, well, what is it that I really desire? Like, do I desire to live like my parents, or do I desire to have the life that they have? Because they're just making fun of me because it doesn't match their life. You know what right. I mean? It's outside what they would consider acceptable or normal. You know, it makes them uncomfortable. So I always look at it that way, because I know when people are, and I also realized the other way, this is my, if you want to leap light years ahead of after taking the punches and not knowing what to do with it, I always looked at it, I'm like, I always looked at it as a congratulations that I was doing something, like I was getting closer to what I was really
like
asking
for. Like, if you're
for.
Alienating people, then you must be on track.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and but I'm not doing the alienation, you know, this isn't me like leaving people behind or separating.
You're being you. You're just celebrating new choices, basically.
Yeah. And so, like, every time someone would do that to me, I started celebrating it, being like, you know, not out loud in their face, because, but I would just be like, oh, yes. Like, okay, so I'm coming up against people, like, not liking this or not liking the change or not seeing the choice I made and how, or seeing the choice I made and seeing how different it is that it makes them uncomfortable. Like, okay, cool. I'm getting somewhere. How does it get any better than this?
Oh my goodness. You know, that reminds me, I went to LA with my daughter's hockey team this last spring. Uh-huh. So I get to the rental car place and they seriously don't have a car for me. And I'd set it up like, you know, weeks ahead, 9 o'clock on this one morning, and I have to be to LA by 3 or 4, and it's all structured, right? I know exactly what I'm going to do. I drive up and they're like, yeah, I got dropped off. So then they're like, oh, no, we don't have any cars, but don't worry. We'll go get a car for you. Come back in a few hours. I'm like, doesn't really work for me because, you know, I had it all structured. And then when I had driven in, there was this one really pretty convertible that just sort of was popping. It was like, you know, the $500 more a day than the one that I chose. And they go, well, we have that one if you want. And we won't really charge you much more because we don't have a car for you. You know, I think it was like instead of like, you know, way more, it was like $100 more for the whole trip to have this beautiful convertible. And it was beautiful weather. It was like the spring in California. And I said, okay. And so I ended up with this beautiful white convertible and we just cruised up the coast. It was so beautiful. And it was interesting. And that the families were just looking at me like, you know, who are you? I remember that pretty clearly. Let me ask you another question. Coming out of, you just come out of this kind of experience in Costa Rica and having some more consciousness tools and more consciousness information. How can we give ourselves the freedom to make new choices? Because old choices are so much easier to make.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting point of view that you have the idea that old choices are easier to make. Because sometimes, like, you know what I mean? You have this idea that old choices are easier to make, but are you looking at where you're making different choices? Because most of the times, like, you make like a different choice, but you don't even realize you made a different choice. You know what I mean? You're just like, you just make a choice.
Oh, and so interesting. So you know, acknowledging sometimes when you are making new choices.
Yeah, because I mean
that you're on track, like giving yourself a pat on the back when you choose something that's a little bit different than other choices you've made.
I mean, you know, you were just talking about getting the convertible and everything, and you're like, oh, well, normally I wouldn't choose this, but it was there and they didn't have a car for me anyways. Okay, so I guess I'll let myself have it. I got a deal on it. But it's like, that's different choice.
I got a deal on it. I'm just going to say it like 10 times. I got a deal on it.
Yeah.
How embedded is that in my culture? If I can't prove that I got a deal on something, then I'm not worth it.
You're not worth it. Or it's like, you know, it's way too much money if you paid full price for it. But since they screwed up and they gave you a deal, now it's acceptable for you to have this really nice sporty rental car.
Right. But what if I just said, I'm choosing this and then let the $500 show up?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, but that would make you rich, you know? And then it's like, all of a sudden, you know, that alienates you from people.
So let's give people a challenge. What would you like to challenge them? Let's give our listeners a challenge.
Oh, a challenge?
Yeah, like something to think about or do different.
I think just like what different choices could you make that would make you more money in the future? So it's like, you know, some of it, you know, for some of you, it might be the challenge that you have the money and you've just not been willing to spend it. For some of you, you might not even have the money. And so you might just like, well, what if you went and did something that even if you didn't have the money, like we used to talk about going into a jewelry store and shopping for the things you would like to have and trying them out, you know, act like all these things that you wouldn't normally allow yourself to do because you say, oh, I don't have the money, you know, like the car, you would like, oh, I don't have it. Or I would never spend that much on something. But what I noticed that helped me so much change my points of views around money was actually choosing to go do the things. Like I just got back today from an auction house. They have an open house and there's an auction coming up and I like to buy things at auction. So I went and I looked and I used to resist going to look around or even seeing the things, but now I just go and I look. And the funny thing was I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, anything in this auction I could buy. Like anything in this auction,
I could
buy. Wow. Yeah. I mean, some of this stuff I might've had to move some funds around and stuff, but I, you know, 99% sure I could have bought anything in that auction. And just like going into that place, knowing that from the point when I first go there and I would be buying, like looking at like, okay, what's going to be a deal? And you know, maybe I can afford this. Maybe I can afford this.
Your whole energy was so down.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of like, oh my gosh, this is my buffet table.
Exactly.
And really, I've already paid because I've already put the money in my accounts, and so now I'm just like walking through the buffet table, and I'm like, huh, would any of these things like to be in my life, or would they make me money?
Yeah, but it was just like, and this was the first time I really got it going in there. I was like, okay, well, I have all these choices, but. Crap, what is it that I'd really like to choose, you know? Because I'm not eliminating things based on their price point or what I think they're going to sell for or whatever. I'm just like, okay, what is it that I truly desire to have? Mm. Or what is it that truly desires to be in my life? You know, because we have all these tools with access.
Right.
And you can ask all these questions. And it's just the freedom of just acknowledging, oh my gosh, like I could literally buy anything in here. I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a different choice that I have now available. And that just acknowledging it, you know, because it was like,
aww.
Oh, you walk into the house a little bit different too. Cause you're
did
like,
did you end up buying anything?
The auction, it was just the open house. The auction actually is, it's like over this week. So it starts
you get
the first.
To sort of have some dialogue with yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But it's always nice for me to go and touch the things and see them. Cause you see these pictures and I don't know, me pictures online. I'm like, okay, but I go there and I see stuff and I'm like, oh, you know, it's like it's like a Facebook photo versus meeting the person. Oh yeah. It's a little different. You're like,
oh, that's who you are.
Yeah, exactly. And so you go and you see these things in the photo, you're like, but you see it in person, you're like, oh, I want this.
Right.
And then so it's also great because, I mean, even when I couldn't afford the things, I would go look and I'd be like, okay, this is really something I would love to have, like to be able to have in my life. Like this energy of like the nurturing it is to my body, or the way it just turns my body on, or the sense of peace I get with like having this stuff. I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh, well, that was so awesome. And I know we went over 8 minutes and it was just too good of an interview and I was having too much fun. So it is what it is. Every interview has its own little thing. So tell me, Andrew Gardella, how can people reach you, find out more about you, learn from you, and follow you around the country or world?
Yeah, I'm all over the world. The easiest way to probably find me is andrewgardella.com or accessconsciousness.com/AndrewGardella. And all my information's on there, and you can contact me, and my schedule's up there too, so you can find me that way.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Lots of fun.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheEricaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.